Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Have you ever bought something, owned something that really inspired you to up your game? A tennis racket, a new pair of running shoes, a new piece of cooking equipment that made you just want to cook your brains out? I know that when I first started cooking on induction burners, I just couldn't stop. It was so much fun. When we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Some of the features that are available on this car include Dynamic Sky Panorama Glass Roof, Front Row Massaging Seats, you know you want that. Available 33-inch all-terrain tires, which you will want when you check out the multi-terrain select. These are really great features, the kind of features that will make you proud and happy to own a Lexus GX. Live up to the all-new Lexus GX, luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Food. I'm Kate Bittman. Before we get started, a reminder that we're currently running a very quick audience survey. It won't take long at all, and you can find the link in today's show notes. We'd be so grateful for your time. And of course, if you have any thoughts, feedback, questions, email us at food@markbittman.com. And remember to find us online at bittmanproject.com. Our Mother's Day gift guide is up with a variety of goodies, and Mark wrote about his time in Delhi, a place that he loves. Plus, people are going nuts for a tofu burger for people who think they don't like tofu. BittmanProject.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Have you ever bought something, owned something that really inspired you to up your game? A tennis racket, a new pair of running shoes, a new piece of cooking equipment that made you just want to cook your brains out? I know that when I first started cooking on induction burners, I just couldn't stop. It was so much fun. When we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Some of the features that are available on this car include Dynamic Sky Panorama Glass Roof, Front Row Massaging Seats, you know you want that, available 33-inch all-terrain tires, which you will want when you check out the Multi-Terrain Select. These are really great features, the kind of features that will make you proud and happy to own a Lexus GX. Live up to the all-new Lexus GX. Luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Recipe: how to change cloth into a diamond. Take a well-fed 9-year-old with a big family and a fancy education. Fold in 2 revolutions, 2 civil wars, and 1 wholesale extermination. Subtract a reliable source of food, life savings, and family members until all are gone. Shave down childhood dreams for approximately 2 decades until only subsistence remains. That's from the copy on the back of Chantha Nguyen's memoir, Slow Noodles, a Cambodian memoir of love, loss, and family recipes, which she wrote with the writer Kim Green. I knew I wanted to talk to Chantha as soon as I saw the book and read through it some, but to be honest, I was really nervous. How to talk to someone who has been through so much, someone who has persevered the way Chantha has, someone who essentially embodies the word inspirational. 5 years before the start of the Cambodian genocide, when Chantha was a child, she fled her home there for Vietnam. Slow Noodles is the story of her life as a refugee who loses everything and everyone, home, family, country, and eventually flees to a refugee camp in Thailand with nothing but her memories of her mother's cooking to sustain her. The story of how Chantha picked herself up after seeing and experiencing such atrocities is, as you might imagine, remarkable. You'll hear some about just how she did that, and much of it involves food. Chantha's an absolute wonder, and it was an honor to talk to her. Your book is beautiful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your story. It's hard to even to say how I felt about it when I was reading it. I just want to say welcome to the podcast. I'm just thrilled to have you on.
And I really thank you for having me. Seriously, thank you.
So, Chantha, I don't want to get too much into the details of the book because I know that's probably hard for you and people should read it. But let's just say that when you were 9, 5 years before the start of the Cambodian genocide, you left your home there for Vietnam.
Yes.
How much of that time are you able to remember?
I remember the whole 9 years because that's the best time of my life. And I feel like before 1970s, I had a normal life, which I didn't since.
Do you feel like you have a normal life now?
With the past, I don't think so. But around me now, I have the most two wonderful children who I live my life for since they were born. So I have a meaning and I have the work to which I love to use my experience to share and to help others to change their life who were in the very similar situation as mine before. Yeah. So I feel I'm happy with what I have and I'm blessed. Yes, but I still have so many things in my life that I cannot let it go. So it's not the same of my first 9 years.
I don't know that there's a person alive who could let what you went through go. But you have really made such a beautiful life for yourself regardless. And do you want to talk a little bit about the nonprofit work that you do?
Yes. So since in the refugee camp, I was lucky enough to work for Doctors Without Borders. It's just something that we consider lucky because we received 100 baht a month as a compensation, and it's enough to buy a bit more of a toiletry or something like that. But the most wonderful thing working in the health center was we had enough water for the needs instead of 20 liters a day. But also I learned and I was trained to be a small surgery nurse, and which I loved so much. And turn out the patient in the morning, they just sit in front of the room waiting for me to arrive because they said I gave them the best treatment to compare with the other nurses. So I had the happiness of helping other people who is in pain. And again, when we left the refugee with the recommendation letter from Doctors Without Borders, we quickly found a job. And then again, when we left the jungle and we chose Stung Treng as a home with the recommendation letter, we were immediately accepted and given a job with Doctors Without Borders. And one of my five or six tasks was to work with the sex workers who are sick of STD and then came to HIV AIDS. And because my experience during the time I lived in Koh Kong, looking for the way, run away from it, Cambodia. So again, I was in love with the job of taking care of the dying sex workers. And I wanted to continue. But because of the funding, and as Cambodia is a poor country, we don't have time or we don't have money to take care of dying people, to give them, you know, dignity. So I joined the national program to change women from a piece of cloth into diamond. And then just teach them 1 year literacy and they be. So I put myself into the experience I had working with voluntary service overseas UK. And then so I said, and also myself, financially independent. That's what I use my experience to put into Stung Treng Women's Development Center. 1 year literacy cannot make you diamond, but financial independency is. And it's not easy for them. Those women, they worked hard themselves to be diamond. Yeah. And I found the happiness of my life. I see so many women become diamonds.
It's so inspiring. And it sort of reminds me of the way your grandmother treated your mother. Just awful. I mean, women should always support other women. And you are the epitome of that. You are the living embodiment of that.
Thank you so much. Yeah, for me, it just naturally, I hate my grandmother the way she treated my mother. So
awful. Awful.
Whatever I don't like, I just avoid it. And putting yourself in their shoes with a little bit of support, and you can change your life. So it's, why not, you know?
Well, so that sort of goes to the title of your book. The title of your memoir is Slow Noodles. And you call it Slow Noodles because that's how your mother made noodles. She was painstaking in her noodle-making process. And you wrote that it could take her hours at a time to make noodles, depending on how many people she was making them for. And you write in the book that my mother despised the flavor of shortcuts, which I love that.
She was, yeah.
And you said that the idea of slow noodles has become a way of life for you. Can you explain that?
Yes, so slow noodles was her kitchen's philosophy. The good dish takes extra time and extra love. But also it's the way to have sustainability, especially in Cambodia with thousands of NGOs, foreign aid. And after the year zero, people need instant noodles to survive. They don't have time to fish. They need the fish to eat right there, right then. Or working with international NGOs in the grassroots level in the village. People came to me and say, why don't you give me a sack of rice? Why you talk so much? We don't have time to plant rice. It takes 3 months. We are hungry now. But if you give me a sack of rice, it finished within 10 days. And then what next? So what my experience is, you have to grow your own rice to have it every day for the rest of your life. And that's what we call slow noodles, to compare with the instant noodles, what the other NGOs to Cambodia.
Thank you. So your book, Slow Noodles, to put it simply, is full of emotion. Your story is not for the faint of heart. But despite that, it's in no way without love and tenderness. There's pretty much every emotion possible in your book. And I can't imagine how difficult it all was for you to share. I'm curious, what made you decide to include recipes in the story? Because given the subject matter, it's an interesting choice, but it really works. It's woven in so seamlessly. And I'm wondering how you decided to do that.
I have to give the credit to Kim Green because it's Anne Worling who I dedicate the book to. She was one of the donors of Stung Treng Women's Development Center. And she reminded me of my grandmother who is so rich. And I don't have good feeling toward the rich people, but Anne Worling had changed my thinking, my feeling, and my love for her. She gave me funding just whenever I feel desperate, I feel nowhere to turn to. I drop Anne an email anytime. Immediately, she sent some funding for the organization. And she called it, give me some air to breathe. So I had a deep respect and love for Anne, and she wanted the story to be told. And I took like I think about more than a year to say no, because it's personal and I don't believe people will listen to my story. I am just one of millions of refugees in the world. Why me? Until she introduced Kim to me. And I said, Kim is a woman. She was working for a magazine called Her for Women. So I think I can talk to Kim. But to tell the story again, I told Kim. And she said, my story is different. I was drowning, but I didn't stay there drowning. I got out of it and I helped others. But because whoever, like every time friends came to Cambodia, she sent a recorder. And all she heard from the recorder was me crying. She couldn't hear anything. It just absolutely difficult for me. And so she came over, and when I cooked, I just tell her the story, reminds me of the story of any dish. And she found it. I can tell the story naturally. So it's her idea to say, what about we make it a recipe to relieve your mother's cooking? And I think that's a brilliant idea. So that's how it started. Yeah. But it took me 6 years to work with Kim. It's really, really difficult. Some questions, some recipes is very easy, but some questions very personal, and I had to live with it all over again, reopen the wound, revisited my past. But I think it's rewarded, you know, when I tell the story, I release my pain and I feel less depressed. Because I said it out. It's a therapy.
Is that what you mean when you say that food saved your life?
It's the memory of the food taste saved my life. Because when I had nothing to eat, when I'm hungry, I remember I had 9 years of full memories of food and all the best I've ever had. So living through hungry, but I still have very good food in my mind to think of.
More from me and Shanta Noon soon, but first, here's Mark.
You may know that I've become a cruise enthusiast. I recently got back from a Regent Seven Seas cruise from Hong Kong to Taiwan to Japan, and needless to say, it was an amazing experience. There's something special about walking off a ship and being in the middle of a new, enthralling place. For me, the best of this trip was Keelung, the port of Taipei. Within minutes off the ship, we were in the thick of a new city and culture. I just love walking around and absorbing a place on my own, but Regent also has wonderful guided excursions in each of its ports. And the best part is that this amazing experience isn't limited to land, it extends on board too. From wonderful food to amazing linens and laundry to relaxing with the sheer beauty of the water to incredible personalized cruise service, it's a completely first-class and unrivaled experience at Regent. And there's one little secret about cruising that people don't talk about enough, and that's this. Jet lag and stress are totally minimized because there's so little pressure to hit the ground running. You don't need to find a restaurant. You know where you're going to sleep each night. You can just eat, explore, relax, and rest. Regent has an awesome bounty of options. You want a tropical holiday? Cruise from Miami to Los Angeles with stops in Cartagena, Acapulco, and Cabo. A European vacation? Reykjavik to London doesn't sound bad to me. Or try some of the amazing onshore excursions on the Dubai to Singapore route with stops in Mumbai, Phuket, and Kuala Lumpur. You really can't go wrong. Interested in finding out more? Go to rssc.com, as in Regents, SevenSeasCruises.com, and mention Bitmin 2024 when you book for $100 shipboard credit. And now back to our conversation.
Your mom's cooking sounds like it was absolutely delicious. When you returned to Cambodia after years of forced exile, you experimented with recipes in order to recreate the dishes that your mom made that you loved and that you missed. You call yourself your family's memory keeper, which I actually think that I am in my family in a much smaller scale than yours, but I love holding onto pictures and making sure that we have stories. It's a very special role, especially for you. What made you decide to try and recreate these recipes?
First of all, because I love cooking, even in the very bad time in Vietnam. And I always, since 4 or 5 years, I insisted my sister to let me help to cook. But she's afraid I will get burned from the wood. So I love cooking since I was very young. And because of the memories and because I love cooking, and then I, as a role of a Cambodian woman, I had to cook for my family. And what I love most is the dishes I had in my mind. And I believe that that's the best dish, that people will like it too. And I was right. My children loved it. And before I got a job with Doctors Without Borders, I had to cook for my boss before the project opened. And I cooked for her the dishes I knew. And I became very famous among, you know, expats in Stung Treng. They just came to her house and asked me, can you cook for my party on the weekend? Can you make more party for me? I will pay you extra. So it just encouraged me to cook my mother's dishes.
Can you remember a moment where you recreated something perfectly and the way it felt? Is there a specific dish that you really felt proud of after you perfected it?
I remember the pâté de foie, and I I had no idea, but because she paid me as a cook, so I tried to create, and then I worked for her very short time, like a few months, but only one lunch per day, not on the weekend. But I try not to repeat the same dish for like 60 dishes I made. But one was pâté de foie. I made it for her. And then she told another expat working for Partners for Development. And he came to me and he ordered one for himself. And then the fried spring rolls. And I knew only my mother because I met people and I ate the one in the market. It's not the same. So my recipe and my boss, she asked me to make it for her at least once a week. And she went to Vietnam. Vietnam is where people make special spring roll anytime, very famous. She came back right after the holiday. She asked me to make spring roll. She said, all over Vietnam, I couldn't find any spring roll like yours. So just the next day after her holiday in Vietnam, so I believe my spring roll and my pâté de foie, the foie can, is the right, you know, I had made the right copy. And also the papaya, green papaya pickle, I have a very good memory. I was a translator, but for the whole meeting of 3-4 hours, I don't take notes. But when I came back to the office, I just wrote everything down, who said what. So I have a good memory. So the taste in my memory stayed. And the green papaya, and I keep making it from my poor grandmother. But I couldn't make it right until I used the right fish sauce. And it just like, this is it.
That was the trick?
It tastes exactly the same. It's the right brand of fish sauce.
Do these dishes still remind you of your mom and your grandmother every time you have them?
every time, and I keep telling my children. And I didn't realize until lately when Clara, my daughter, she was very involved with slow noodles, and then she narrated the audiobook. And in one of the interviews, she said she didn't know what happened next, because once we sit down to eat, I always had something to tell them, but they cannot predict. I will laugh or I will cry. And when I cried, she didn't know what to do to help. I didn't realize that, but I need to say it to release my pain. Had she told me, I should have shut up and stopped telling them.
I don't think you would have the same relationship with Clara as you have now if you hadn't shared that. So I don't know. I mean,
that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
It seems like you two have a pretty terrific relationship. Well, I have just one more question for you, and we ask everybody. It's just a silly question. What did you have for dinner last night? I bet it was delicious.
Last night, it's a fried fish with green mango sauce. That's, again, this is one of the dish on the table in Battambang, my mother made. So I normally, cook American food or any kind of food for my children. But for myself, it's always the dishes I grown up with.
I love that. If I want to start making things from the book, what should I start with?
The easiest thing is the boiled chicken with the lime soup.
Okay.
And you can make even children happy with that. And that's the simplest thing to start with. But you will please everybody you cook for.
Thank you for this.
Thank you again and again.
Okay. Look me up if you come to New York, please.
Sure, and the other way, right?
Absolutely. You have my word. Thank you, Champa. Yeah.
Thank you. Bye. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you to the generous and amazing Champa Nguyen for sharing some of her story with us. Follow along with her and with Slow Noodles on Instagram at Slow Noodles. And we've got Champa's recipe for sour chicken lime soup, village style, at bitmanproject.com. That recipe is the one that Champa says you should start with if you're cooking from her book. Thank you too to Mark and to our engineer, Davis Lloyd. And please remember to take our survey if you can. The link is in today's show notes. See you next week.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.